we present Best Sellers. Best Sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday.
April 1945, the Third Reich's 13th hour. Into the blazing rubble of Berlin parachutes a unit of Allied commandos. Their mission, to kidnap Hitler. We present the 13th hour.
Theft?
Yes. I will confess, my dear Müller, that it alarmed me far more than his earlier outburst of rage. All of us, Keitel, Jodl, Krebs, myself, were all used to him condemning inefficiency and incompetence at the top of his voice, sometimes with an almost hysterical frenzy.
Of course. I've witnessed such moments frequently.
But none of us have seen him break down when his anger is over. I have never seen him so discouraged, so completely beaten, as to permit tears. It shook us all deeply.
Then, Herr Reichsleiter, do you think he is serious about this attempt at suicide? To take the thing seriously and not carry out our plan?
That is what I was trying to work out, Müller. I began to feel that his apology and breakdown were all genuine, that he had abandon the alternative.
Herr Reichsleiter, your attention is desired.
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course. Captain Schädler.
You wanted to see me, Herr Reichsleiter?
Yes, Captain. It was good of you to come.
Was there anything wrong with my report?
A report?
The report on the American prisoner, the lieutenant.
I'd forgotten.
Was there anything wrong, sir? I included every word that was said.
No, not at all. Herr Reichsleiter?
Your report was very thorough, Schädler. Will you excuse me for a moment, Müller?
Certainly, Herr Reichsleiter. Do you wish me to go?
As you wish. I will get back to you later.
I quite understand. I have one or two matters that need my attention.
Thank you. Oh, no. I sent for you, Captain, because I may have some duties for you.
Of course, Herr Reichsleiter. Anything at all?
I was sure you would say that, Captain. I've made inquiries about you. You are regarded as a totally loyal officer, both to the Führer and to our cause.
Most assuredly, Reichsleiter. I would give my life for the Führer.
So would we all. Captain, I spoke to you of something yesterday, an action called Schachmat. An action, I must hastily add, that is quite sensitive, known only to a small number of people for the moment, one of them being Gestapo Chief Herr Müller.
You need say no more, sir. The incident is already forgotten. I will repeat it to no one.
That isn't precisely why I sent for you. True, the existence of the operation must remain secret for the present, but my purpose in summoning you goes deeper.
Sir?
It appears the military situation is far more serious than we expected, and the time for implementation of the action may be near at hand, even though all the details have not yet been worked out. I find I must broaden the circle of responsible people involved in it.
I understand, Herr Reichsleiter.
Do you? Well, good then. I am not prepared just yet to acquaint you with all its facets, but let me say that the events of the next few days are vitally important to the survival of our beliefs. You are to become a part of these events.
I am honored, Herr Reichsleiter.
Others are being brought into the activity as well. One of them you already know, as I have just told you. I will, not for the moment, divulge any other names, except to say they are men of honor and loyalty, such as yourself. As the time draws nearer, you will learn who they are.
Yes, sir. I understand, sir.
If the operation is to succeed, certain logistical decisions must be implemented in the next 2 or 3 days. You may need help.
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter.
I want you to pick 6 men, trustworthy men like yourself, from the ranks of the Führer Guard. Relieve them of all other duties and have them stand by. Tell them nothing, of course.
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter.
Anything they do will be authorized by an order bearing my signature and seal. They may see the orders, but you will return all documents to me for destruction after each activity is completed. Is that agreeable?
Anything you desire, Herr Reichsleiter.
Excellent. The first order of business must take place tonight. You needn't involve anyone else in this one. It can be done by you alone.
Yes, sir.
A message must be transmitted shortly after midnight to a U-boat currently patrolling in the Kattegat Strait. The captain is under special instructions to surface each evening at 12:10 for radio contact. You will bear the message to the military communications center in the Tsu bunker and see that it goes out precisely at that time.
If the message should be received, Herr Reichsleiter?
The U-boat will give the following response in. Turm bereit.
Turm bereit?
That is it, Captain. If the response does not come, the message must be transmitted again tomorrow night at 12:10. It is vital that the message be received either tonight or tomorrow night at the latest, in order that the U-boat have sufficient time to reach Sassnitz for special outfitting.
Yes, sir. What is the message?
You will not understand it. It will be a series of coded coordinates. I will deliver them into your hands later tonight, just prior to your departure for the Tsu bunker.
Yes, sir. Is that all, sir?
For the moment, yes. There will be additional duties soon for you and the men you select. I'll call you to my quarters as they arise.
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter.
And now, Captain, may I thank you for coming and thank you for not asking any questions. When the time comes for Schachmat to burst on the world, you will realize how extremely valuable your contribution has been to the fate of the Fatherland.
Yes, sir.
Proceed satisfactorily, Herr Reichsleiter.
Ah, Müller, you have returned. Yes, yes, Captain Schädler seems to be most trustworthy and most enthusiastic.
Under different circumstances, he would have received steady and swift promotion, but now...
Yes, yes, but there is no time for regret. As it is, Captain Schädler and his men may well not survive the business.
Yeah, of course, Herr Reichsleiter, I understand.
Well, at least we are sure of a group of men who can perform the most simple military functions of our operation.
Yeah. Now, what are we going to do with Rüsselsprung?
Rüsselsprung? What do you mean, Müller?
He is almost ready, Herr Reichsleiter.
I see what you mean. Yes, that is a matter we must start bringing to a conclusion. How much more is there to be done on him?
Well, there are some loose ends, x-rays, the charts, duplicate bridges, but those are matters we must take into our hands. As for Rüsselsprung, one final examination to see that all the gum tissues have healed.
They had to remove some of the man's gums?
Yeah, Herr Reichsleiter. Yeah, it is a most artistic job. There are moments when I feel rather strange when I see the man.
Oh? Why is that?
The resemblance. It's startling.
That is the whole point, Müller. It has to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise we would not succeed. And even then we must go further and provide irrefutable proof. The dentistry will do that.
There will still be some doubt.
There always is.
Even now, the old émigrés from Imperial Russia argue about the circumstances of the death of the Tsar and his family. It will be the same again.
I must admit to feeling a certain amount of pride as regards this operation.
Yes, indeed. You have a right to be, my dear Müller. We all have a right to be. You were scrupulous in your scouring of the camps for the right person. Hours of arduous examination of each of those we selected for the most suitable. And finally, we have him. And by the time we are done...
He will be so much like the genuine person that no one would ever know he had another identity.
Ah, yes. His other identity.
Do not fear that, Herr Reichsleiter. His years spent in the camps have long since eradicated that from his memory. He has forgotten his own name.
Good, good.
All he knows is of what happens to him daily. And if he is bewildered by the treatment, he cannot find much to complain about.
Except the constant operations on his mouth.
That is nothing compared to the conditions he had to endure as a prisoner in the camps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
Now he is allowed a special light to give him a healthy look, a carefully arranged diet and comfortable surroundings. I would say he almost begins to look happy.
We must be sure that he doesn't begin to look too healthy, hmm? There is the question of the obvious strain that would occur under the conditions of these last few days. Cooped up in the bunker below ground, there would not be that much sunlight, for instance.
Herr Reichsleiter need not concern himself on that point. I had the lamp removed a few days ago. Now Resselsprung enjoys the same form of lighting as we do.
Hmm. And that is not the most cheerful, is it? However, we must not think of our own discomfort. But this prisoner, he... Isn't Jewish, is he?
No. I was careful about that, too, Herr Reichsleiter. He was arrested for some political transgression, but all those facts will have to be burned, of course.
Yes, yes, perhaps we should have that done today.
I will see to it.
All records pertaining to the camps, the names of the inmates, the reasons for their arrest, there must be thousands of lists, all of them must be burnt. It can look like an accident.
Although there's no reason why it can't as easily be normal procedure under the circumstances.
Yes, yes, so it could. So that no one will ever know the names of the people who lived and died in those camps. Yeah, excellent. But there are still some remaining loose ends.
Oh?
One in particular. The dentist.
Ah, yes. How strange you should choose to speak of him.
By strange.
When I went to visit him last, he made a point of mentioning yourself, Herr Reichsleiter.
Oh? In what way?
That he hopes the Reichsleiter would remember his part in this matter.
Indeed?
Oh, he went on about how he was not expecting any reward, that he was a loyal party member, and that he had done what he felt was no more than his duty.
What did he want?
An exit permit from the city.
To where?
Bernberg. I told him that Bernberg had probably fallen to the Americans, or that even if it hadn't, it would within the next few days. He replied that he was going there to join his wife and children. Besides, he said that they had expected it would fall to the Americans, that is.
And he still wished to go there?
Oh, anything was preferable to falling into the hands of the Russians. And he knew that the corridor to the west was in danger of closing.
And did you mention that I had already asked you to express my gratitude?
That I did, Herr Reichsleiter.
Well then, my dear Müller, I think you may return to our dentist friend, this time with a personal message from me.
Which, of course, will be...
Shoot him.
Monday, April the 23rd, 1945.
Approach, Müller. I am no longer busy.
I would not have disturbed you, Herr Reichsleiter, but I felt certain that you would like to learn of the morning's events.
Ah, oh, indeed I would. I presume they are connected with the matter of Resselsprung?
So they are.
Ah, good, good. And?
Captain Schädler provided me with two men who proved to be exceptionally loyal. and efficient?
I expected nothing less of him.
As always, we present a Gresham Sprung to your friend. I must commend you, Herr Reichsleiter, on having known many extremely gifted persons, and all of them so willing.
One should always be careful in how one selects one's friends, my dear Müller. Those that will most assuredly guarantee one's rise to success should always be chosen in preference to those who merely amuse us.
An adage which I will take to heart, Herr Reichsleiter, if I have the opportunity of surviving this inferno.
The dentist was one of the finest men of his profession. I do have my tenses correct, I presume, Müller?
Indeed you do, Reichsleiter. I conveyed your message to the dentist exactly as you dictated once the guards had removed Resselsprung.
Resselsprung, yes. What did the dentist have to say about him?
He said that I might inform you that his part in the exercise was fulfilled. He felt great pride in his work.
Which is natural. He was a fine craftsman.
I decided that I should check whether he had finished completely. And he informed me that he had.
It is wise to be cautious in a matter such as this, particularly.
He did make one or two recommendations.
Yes? What were they?
That we didn't make use of him right away.
What? But the whole point...
Herr Reichsleiter, let me explain. He confirmed that everything was exactly as we would wish it, but that for complete effectiveness, we should allow additional tartar build-up. It would be more advantageous. If circumstances dictated, however, he did stress that we could use him immediately. It was merely this question of tartar.
A craftsman to the last, not wishing a single detail to be overlooked.
You chose extremely well.
Such a pity that one had to lose a man of his caliber. You shot him immediately, of course.
Once I knew everything to be complete, I had the guards remove Resselsprung. Then, when we were alone, I took the opportunity. It was most convenient.
How so, Miller?
He was removing his operating smock, babbling on incessantly about how loyal he had been and how he was such a good friend of yours.
An acquaintance, but we did have a warm rapport.
And once more broached the subject of an exit permit. His work for us had delayed his departure.
So much for his faith in our defending Berlin against the Russians.
The nature of his work for us would have prevented that. I must say, it probably would inspire even myself this pessimism.
Pessimism? But this is proof of all our ideals surviving. This is a question of hope.
I was thinking as regards the destruction of this city, Herr Reichsleiter.
Oh, that. We must not concern ourselves with that.
Yes, you are right. And nevertheless, it was once a favorite spot of mine. It seemed to symbolize the power and beauty of the German people.
It was always too Prussian for my liking, too imperial. The dentist?
I'm sure my first shot was immediately effective. But to make certain, I fired another two bullets into the man's temple.
Most practical.
He had a look of surprise on his face. To be expected, I suppose. I found it rather amusing.
And then you made sure that there would be no evidence?
Yeah. I emptied armload after armload of dental files into a heap on the floor. There was a bottle of medicinal alcohol, which I sprinkled over the papers for good measure. After that, it was a simple matter of igniting it. Once it was going, I fed it with everything I could find to build up its intensity. Wooden chairs, magazines, the drapes themselves.
You may have an inherent gift for arson, my dear Müller.
Then I was sure that nothing could prevent the blaze. I dragged the body and heaved it onto the conflagration.
You were not scorched by the heat?
A little. What does it matter? The dentist's clothing smoldered and began to burn. But then most of the room was ablaze. I probably made it out of there just in time. When I was once more on the street, I looked back. A glow of flames surged through the windows.
One more fire in a city filled with fires. It is doubtful whether anyone would ever notice.
Captain Shedlock?
Sir?
I did not expect to find you down here. I almost ran into you.
Yes, sir. I must apologize, sir.
You may have to do more than that, Captain. Explain yourself.
I was proceeding on my duty, sir.
Down here? There you summoned?
No, sir.
I don't understand. Then what were you doing down here?
Yesterday evening, when I was asked by Reichsleiter Bormann for my assistance.
Yeah?
Well, sir, after my interview with the Reichsleiter, I left him and passed you.
Of course, I remember. I gathered you had completed your discussion with him and went to continue my own with the Reichsleiter. What of it?
Well, sir, after I had been entrusted with such a task as was given me, I naturally felt a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, it must have been an exceptional experience for a man as young as yourself. It is not every day that the deputy leader of the party asks an officer of the lower ranks to assist him in saving his country.
No, sir. Therefore, sir, you do understand the mood I was in.
Perhaps. I'm still not clear on what you're trying to tell me.
I remained, well, sir, within the area for quite some time.
Huh?
I realized only later that it must have been fairly dark.
We did speak rather late in the evening.
Yes, sir. And the lighting within the bunker, if you'll pardon me for saying so, sir, is not altogether what it should be.
Indeed it isn't. We're all suffering from considerable eye strain.
That is why I realized later that I wasn't seen.
Weren't seen? What do you mean, Captain Shedler?
While you were occupied with Herr Reichsleiter Bormann...
You heard? You stayed to eavesdrop.
Oh, no, sir. I would never do anything like that, sir. I was far too distant from the curtains to hear anything.
Ah, I see.
But while I stood where I was, in the shadows, on the far side of the room, someone else came into the room.
What?
He hadn't seen me, as I've already said. Otherwise, he might not have acted the way he did. I must confess that I am presuming that there was something suspicious in his behavior. However, it looked like that to me at the time, and again afterwards.
Captain Shedler, what is it you wish me to know?
I made the mistake of moving. If I hadn't, perhaps I would have learnt more. I do not know. But once I made my presence known, the adjutant quickly changed his pattern of behavior.
Adjutant?
He was naturally startled. No reason to be suspicious of that, I suppose, sir. The usual reaction to be expected from anyone finding that a room that they thought was deserted isn't. But he suddenly started to make excuses. Then he began to do the same this morning.
This morning? You mean now?
Yes, sir. Once again, while you were occupied with Reichsleiter Bormann, the man was hovering around the drapes which separates this room from the next.
This adjutant? Who is he?
I do not know his name, sir. But I recognized him as being one of the members of the staff of Gruppenführer Fegelein.
The adjutant was on the staff of Gruppenführer Fegelein? You are sure of this?
Oh, yes, sir.
I see. Thank you, Captain Shedler. I will consider what you have said.
Yes, sir.
I will say nothing of this matter to the Reichsleiter. I wish to examine it first myself.
Been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world. Best Sellers is brought to you every Monday to Friday on Springbok Radio at 9 p.m.
John Lee's dramatic novel, The 13th Hour, is adapted for radio by John Cavigia and produced by Andre Bortman.